There is a place in the Holy Ghost that men can enter and be trapped. And you see a man coming out from a prayer altar, and all of a sudden the excess from the prayer altar begin to touch you. There is a place where the sweat of a man become a healing place, a healing water, a healing virtue. There is a place. And there is this place. That place is a place where a man is trapped in the Holy Ghost. Can you tell the Holy Ghost to touch you? Aren't my only guest you? See, let me tell you something. See, people say that whenever the Father looks at us, He sees Christ. You see, it is not complete. It's incomplete. Because after the Father sees Christ, he should also see the manifestation of Christ in us. We don't just appear like Christ when we don't have the character of Christ. You see, that a man is still battling with certain addiction is because that man has not totally surrendered all. Halamila kusapa, remaro veledisa, kalibra kusa, kalibra kasuka. Until a man willingly calls himself a slave to the Holy Ghost. Until a man totally surrender to the death of the Holy Ghost and begin to emulate the nature of Christ, that man will be limited. You see, I'm not preparing you here to make heaven. I'm preparing you here to receive rewards in heaven. There are many people that will enter the kingdom of God. Many persons will make heaven, but not many will be rewarded. The only way a man can lose his salvation is when a man rejects Christ. There are some people that have accepted Christ, but still allow the demons of this world to influence them with sin. On that day, the mercy of God by His grace and His mercy might save them. But on the time of reward, they will not be counted. Because we are not rushing, we are not fighting to make heaven. There is a reward. Because men will be handed keys to cities in the new heavens. The new earth that will be given to us. And will you spend... Do you know that even though in heaven, some people will have eternal regret while in heaven. I would have given more time to God. I would have prayed more. I would have fasted more. I would have sacrificed more. Some people say it's okay as long as I make heaven. I want to be a gate man. That is the mentality we have conformed ourselves to. If you read the book of, what's the name? Verse 4, there was something Paul was saying. Oh Jesus, help me. Help me with that scripture. I'm going to get the scripture. He was saying that we have been called unto holiness. That means there is a special calling of you living a holy life. It is not enough to say, I am saved. But one must remain holy. Even if you fall, come back. Some of us have not known what it means to pray to a certain level that laughter begins to come through us. Some of us don't know what it means to sleep a week. And while you are sleeping, laughter, you begin to pick songs in the spirit. Some of us have not prayed to the extent that we are able to begin to generate song from the spirit. Even when we are done praying. See, there are certain level you come in the place of prayer that a song will begin to download into your system. And the moment that song begins to download, that song is what will help you to enter to the next realm. Then there is a realm in the spirit where you only laugh. You don't know why you are laughing. You can't help it, but you are laughing. You might just be coming out that your landlord said they will sack you in 2 days' time. But when you enter that realm, he doesn't care what the landlord say. That realm is a realm of joy. Halabila. You see, something happened. Aramina Kusa. There was a dimension we saw when Jesus was on the mountain. A dimension came upon Jesus. That all of a sudden, there was Moses and Elijah. And the Bible said that the countenance of Jesus began to change. His garment was altered. That it began to become blazing white. You see, that was the realm of the immortal. That was the garment of the future. The garment that we carry in the realm of the spirit. And something Peter wanted to trap that dimension in the physical realm. He said, Master, it is good that we are here. Should we build tents one for Elijah and one for Moses. How did Peter know that that was Moses and Elijah? Peter was not born when they were existing. And there was no diagram. There was no way. So how did he know? Because in the realm where that countenance changed, all things are known. That was why he was able to say that this is Elijah and this is Moses. But he wanted to trap it. And Jesus said, they didn't even reply to him. They didn't even reply to him. Because though he was seeing it, he was not in the realm. So there could be there was no relation for a conversation in that realm. That's why some of you have seen an angel appear before you, and the angel is looking at you, and looking at, there's no utterance. You are saying, I don't know why a man of God appeared and is looking at me, he couldn't even speak. It's because the realm where you are in the spirit has not given you the maturity to receive an utterance from them. Kalamela, Zobe leva taka libra. There was a realm that John was in. He said, on the Lord's day, something happened. He was lifted in the spirit. And in every vision they want to show him, they will say, come up hither. Because there is a realm of stepping up where you see more. So when we pray now, you see, we have not shared the word. But I want you to trap a realm. I want you to trap a realm in the spirit. You see, when we say Holy Ghost touch me, some of you don't understand it. The Holy Ghost can literally touch you. One of my sons in the Lord was impacted. We prayed for him. He went to camp. He said, while he was sleeping in the camp, he said, a hand of a man touched him. And said, this is the prayer. I don't know how he said. He said, this is what you received on night of victory. A hand could touch a man. That was an angel. Bringing for an affirmation that thing you received. Because the moment we spoke that are cleaners, you might be shocked that it might be the cleaner that is in that church premises that God will award the watchtower of the year. You see, in the responsibility that the Lord has entrusted to you, God will check how faithful you are. Not by your constant being present, but by the motive behind your constant being present. You see, there is a God that searches the heart of a man and knowing the heart of a man. Help me with this song.
Father, release the wind of fire.
You see, I want your mind and your spirit to be here.
Atmosphere for miracle.
Get to receive.
Oh Lord, like on the day of Pentecost, Holy Ghost, let your fire come. Oh Lord. Ikukusini kwekam na yo. Ikukuma kusam. Kusanumo. Kusanumo. Ikukusini kwekam na yo. Ikukuma kusam. Kusanum. Kusanumindu. Kusanumo. Ikukusanumo. Father, release the wind of fire, the atmosphere for miracle. Oh Lord, on the day of Pentecost, let your fire come, oh Lord. Ikukuma kusanumo, ikuku sinigwe kamnayo. Ikukuma kusan, kusanum, kusanum, indo kusanumo. Ikuku kusanumo.
Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you.
Thank you, Spirit of the Living God. Welcome your presence, Lord. The atmosphere of impossibilities made possible. That everyone that I've gathered here, those watching all over the world, that as they have gathered, Lord, that this same power that flows here reaches out to every one of them. May their life never ever remain the same. In the name of our Lord Jesus, have your wonderful seat. Praise the Lord Jesus. Something is going to happen to a lot of us here. Many of us here are going to enter into strange dimension of the power of God. And I will open you up to some mysteries that will change your entire life. For some time, the Lord has been teaching me a lot of things and opening my understanding to certain things in the spirit. And it has been an awesome experience. Today I want to talk about the commanding power of God. Can you tell someone the commanding power of God? The commanding power of God. I need a reader as well. This person should open to the book of Matthew 28. Mark 5, please. Mark 5. Verse 1. We're going to read to verse 17. Praise the Lord Jesus. There are some things I want us to understand. You see, acting out your secret place. Praise the Lord Jesus. Acting out your secret place. We've seen so many believers that we come to a place of prayer, right? We come and we pray. We pray for hours. You pray for 30 minutes, or you pray for 1 hour, or you pray for 45 minutes, or you pray for 2 hours. Then when after you have prayed, you come out. Then you begin to confess who you are. Then after you are done confessing, throughout that whole day, there is no record of a miracle that happened through your life. You know, whenever you go to the secret place, what you are doing is charging yourself, right? So what do you do with the current, that food bar that you received, or half bar, from the presence? When you come out, what do you do with it? You end up not doing anything with it. The essence of you coming before the presence of the Father is that whatever you receive, you come out and act it out. We have people that can pray long hours now. It's beautiful. But we don't have people that can do the work of God. You see a brethren that prays for 3 to 4 hours every single day. 30 minutes is wonderful. If you pray 30 minutes, it's still good. You see people that pray a lot, and yet we have sick brothers around them. So when you enter in the presence of God and you download those energies, those renewments, those infilling, what happened with them? You store them, you don't use them. Why? Because we have been taught to pray, we have not been taught to command. Have you carefully studied the Bible that when Jesus is casting out demon, he doesn't say, let me go and pray, then I will come back. Any problem he meets, he commands. But when Christians meet problems, he said, don't worry, I'll pray for you later. Let me go and pray and come. So what happened to the prayer of the morning? It means that you didn't pray by faith. That means you didn't receive actually. I don't know if someone is paying attention to what I'm saying. Praise the Lord Jesus. There's nothing wrong with praying. There's nothing wrong with fasting. It's beautiful to pray. It's beautiful to fast. But you limit God when you don't have the commanding power of God. You understand what I'm saying? Read the book of Mark 5 verse 1. Let's see something. We're going to look at some scriptures here. You are the please give her a mic. What translation are you reading with? Beautiful.
Mark 5 from verse 1, and it says, so they arrived at the other side of the lake.
This is Jesus and his disciples.
In the land of the Gerasenes.
Yes.
Just as Jesus was climbing from the boat.
Now, I want you to see, this, in my own opinion, this spirit that is possessing this woman, this individual, this man, is one of the most wicked demons ever. Because they are not one, they are many. They were demons. Imagine a demon that could possess you and take you to the tomb to live among the dead. Please keep reading.
A man possessed by an evil spirit.
See, the Bible said that this is total possession, not demonization. He was totally possessed by an evil spirit. I want you to see what happened. Keep reading.
Ran out from a cemetery to meet him.
That means the man sleeps in a cemetery. How many of you can sleep in a cemetery? Nobody here. The man dwells and sleeps and feeds and eats in the cemetery. Keep reading, man.
This man lived among the tombs and could not be restrained.
He lived among the tombs, yes.
And could not be restrained.
And he could not be restrained. That means nobody can bind him. Nobody can chain him. Keep reading.
Even with a chain.
Even with a chain.
Whenever he was put into chains.
Whenever people gather and put him into chains.
And shackles.
And shackles. Because they will shackle his leg as well.
As he often was.
As they've always been doing. They have always been doing it.
He snapped the chains from his wrist.
You know, there's a difference between he struggles to break it. He snaps it means like it is nothing. Snap. It's like. That is a man possessed of the devil. You are a person possessed of the Holy Ghost. I don't know if you get it. A man possessed of the devil could not be shackled. How much more a man possessed of the Holy Ghost? Some of you will still catch it. Keep reading.
He snapped the chains from his ribs and smashed the shackles. No one was strong enough to control him.
He said, no one was strong enough. Whenever a demon possesses you, you are out of control. If the Holy Ghost possesses you, please, my brother, be out of control. You didn't get it. Keep reading.
All day long and throughout the night, he will wander among the tombs and in the hills, screaming.
There is something about the spirit that possessed this man. All day. He didn't say in the morning and in the night. He said all day. He's wandering among the tombs. He's having koinonia with the dead spirits. If you are possessed, please have communion with the Father always. So even while you are in your toilet, you can lepra lavenda bam baba bam baba kuyi teke teke te ala bala ta ta ta. And they say, you can go with your phone. It's not bad to. You can be using your phone while in the toilet, but once in a while you post whatever you're watching. If the man can stay in the tomb, you can stay in the toilet. He's possession now. You are Holy Ghost possessed. He's demonic possessed. Your own should be more madder. If there's a word like that. I want you to see how the demon, we are always invoking their powers. Keep reading.
Screaming and hitting himself with stones. When Jesus was still some distance away. The man saw him. He ran to meet Jesus and fell down before him.
He was not running to bow before Jesus. He was running to deal with Jesus. But the moment he came before Jesus, a restraining power, another possession of the Holy Ghost showed up. You didn't hear this one now. It was possession versus possession. One is possessed and can confess he's possessed. One is possessed, can confess and can command. Jesus was possessed. The Bible said that he was filled of the Holy Ghost. Total possession. When this one that nobody could tame came rushing for a war, Jesus did not speak a word. He came closer and he saw a different possession. I don't know if the Holy Ghost is possessing you. You see, this man was always in his secret place, in the tomb. That's why you see a native daughter. All these wicked native daughters, they always stay in the forest. Where they ought to constantly dine with the demons. Shakala Brekosita. And a man called Jesus was just walking. And the fullness of the Father was in him. The Bible said so. Keep reading, man.
He gave a terrible scream, shrieking.
The man came before Jesus and screamed. Loud power. Alamila.
Why are you bothering me?
He said, why are you? Did Jesus say a word? It means that because you are present, some demons are under danger. Oh, you didn't. Ah, Kali. See, I'm not enticing you with words. I'm telling you your reality. I will share you why the Lord was teaching me something. Came back one night like that. The Lord was trying to teach me something. And I didn't pray. I intentionally didn't want to pray. I didn't pray. I intentionally didn't want to pray. I begin to tell myself who I am. I'm the light of the world. I'm the salt of this earth. Without me, the absence of me means this earth will have no test. I am the light. If I'm not there, there will be darkness. So because I am in this room, there is light. And wherever light is, there is no darkness. Because darkness is the absence of light. So if I am there, darkness could not come. Then when I slept, some spirit came. And while I was still there, I sensed a different spirit, a being that was not of the Lord in the room. I sensed the spirit. I didn't pray. I remained there. I am light. 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 I slept back. And that's how I woke up in the morning. Are you seeing that there's a difference? You are believing what you are. And you are knowing what you carry. Jesus did not run back. Some of us will run though. Ah, no, no. Ah. Have you gone to a cock and you see a madman chasing you? I'm not saying if a madman run, my brother. Some of them are naturally okay, they're just chasing, they're not demonic chasing. And this man rushed out and Jesus stood and he came before Jesus and screamed. And there was something happening the moment he screamed. Please read.
Why are you bothering me?
How did Jesus bother this man? Because you see, in that cemetery, that man was the gatekeeper of the land. Because when you cross the river, you meet the cemetery. And that was his dwelling place. So the moment Jesus entered, Kalama. Because when you go for Esma celebration and you enter your family compound, some spirit will say, why are you bothering us? Alama. Steva kalosita. Shete tete. Alama. Read, ma.
Jesus, Son of the Most High God, for God's sake, don't touch us.
And the demon was identifying who Jesus was. Son of the Most High God. Keep reading.
For God's sake, don't touch on me.
The demon is saying, for God's sake, don't touch on me. A demon is begging God with God. I don't know if it's in your translation. Is it your one? A demon is begging with God. Begging God in the name of God. For God's sake, don't touch us. And I keep reading.
For Jesus had already said to the spirit, mm-hmm. Come out of the man, you evil spirit.
Now, this is what I want to see. Jesus said to the spirit, come out. He didn't say, let's go and pray. He didn't say disciples be chanting in the Holy Ghost why I connect to the Father to ascend and mount in the gate of Zion. No, he didn't do that. Oh, Jesus. He didn't say, shall we rise that we may ascend into the gate of the immortals, that the portals of heaven may be opened, that we may call forth the angel Michael to show forth his sword to dismantle our enemy. He didn't say that. He said, you spirits, you unclean spirit, come out. Because you see, before Jesus came, he had already prayed. The prayer he did in the morning was enough to sustain him. Ah, Jesus. You have been going to the secret place and charging, and you come out, you are vulnerable. Halama labe. Hey, who did this to us? Ah, 2 hours prayer. You just came out. And you're worried about landlord rent. Halamina. You didn't touch him. No, you only pray 2 hours so that people would think you know how to pray long. The motive was bad. Do you know that when you pray, you come before the Father? Before the Father. The moment you begin to pray, your image appears before him. And because of the glory he carries, I don't know who has ever come closer. There's when we are younger, there is something we usually do, you know. I was born in a Catholic background, so we used to wear chaplets. sometimes, in order for us to look like we are spiritual, we take our chaplet and tie it around Bob, so that it will be the chaplet will charge. It will absorb the chemo, whatever in the light. Alamila ko sapra. Then when we put it on, when there is no light, it will be glowing. Hey, people will say you carry fire. So when you come before the Father, you see, even if you don't want to touch the Father, He will touch you. Oh. But you see, Alamila ko. I don't know if someone is with me here. Even if you don't want to touch the Father, oh Yaba, the moment you enter His doorstep, He knows someone entered. Emmanuel Okeke has come. Even if you just worship, you worship Him. Ha! Elohim Adonai. Elohim Adonai. Elohim Adonai. Ah, if it was just ministering unto the Lord that you did, which is very powerful. If you are living, whether you like it, the presence is with you. You see, after you have come to His presence, the next thing is to confess who you are. Then the third is to command it. We need results. 12 hours of prayer and there is no result, you are wasting the prayer. Let me use this. A man that took 12 bottles of alcohol and does not get drunk wasted the alcohol. Because I mean, the essence of you drinking the alcohol is so that you'll be drunk now. You'll be tipsy now. But you consume 12. No. And you know there is a holy ghostic alcoholic drink. Oh, the Bible said that be not drunk in wine, but be filled. You see, there is a wine that we drink in the Holy Ghost. The moment you begin to rap on tabeleto colita, you are asking barman of the Holy Ghost, give me some shots. You see, when we start chanting and you are seeing us dancing, you think we are here with you? Oh Jesus. When you begin to ask that angel that gives shots by the Holy Ghost, you begin to drink it. You see, there is something about Jesus. When He came into a territory, the demons begin to announce that a man has arrived, a man with power, a man possessed of the dimension of the Holy Ghost. Possession now, possession. Possessed of the demon, possessed of the Holy Ghost. If we Christians know what we carry, please. Now, Jesus did not go to fast and pray to command power to move. Jesus did not say, I need to go and charge up. You see, even if you don't pray in that morning, even if you didn't pray that morning, by nature you carry the Holy Ghost. Even if you just ate amala with egusi soup mixed with onubu, then fufu by the left side, then after that you use zobo and kunu to download it down and wash it down. If you call Jesus, hey, kalama. You see, the moment he said, no one cometh to the Father. The moment you say, in the name of Jesus, I command you. It is no longer you speaking. It is the Christ that is in you that speaketh. You just need to know that it's not by your power, not by your works, but by the Spirit. Some of you are saying, man of God, how do you mean this thing? Hi.
Mommy, one day, there was a day we had, I think maybe 5,000 naira in our account. I've shared this testimony before. We need to buy Milo and milk. My nephew was with us in the house. I told Mommy, take my ATM. Go and buy. Mommy looked at me. Okay, we owe them money, oh, about 20 something thousand or so. I said, take the ATM, go there. My nephew was even wondering. I mean, I don't say this man a man of God, but nah, I don't understand how we go take use 5,000 naira buy all the milk and Milo. And somebody messaged me. He said, "Man of God, I've been trying to send you money, $800, but it's not been connected." In my mind, I say it will connect. Before I know it, about 400 something thousand entered the account, and I told Mommy, "Buy all the buyables. Pay all the payables." When Mommy said that when she was shopping, people were looking at her. She packed it. You see, I'm the son of God. Operate just by mouth. You command it. There is nothing wrong in you going to an ATM. Most of us have tried it before. No money in your account. You put ATM. You press money. ATM come out. No money come out. It doesn't mean you lack faith. It is by exercising it that God will see you are serious about it. I don't mean you don't work or you are jobless. You just going to be putting it here. Ah, yeah, Malakosa. Praise the Lord Jesus. Can we go to the book of John 11, verse 41? Did Jesus pray before he commanded the demons to leave? As a matter of fact, he commanded legions of demons to leave a body. Yes, please read. John 11, verse 41.
John 11, verse 31, and it says...
41. Okay.
So they rolled the stone aside. Then Jesus looked up to heaven and said...
Now, this is Jesus Christ coming to the tomb of Lazarus. They told Jesus Christ that your friend Lazarus is dead. He didn't say, let's go and hold a vigil. As a matter of fact, Jesus was laughing. He said, our Lazarus, our friend, sleepeth. They said, then Peter said, then if he's sleeping, there's no point of us going now. Let's be going. He said, oh, no, no, no. He actually died. And they're like, I don't know. What's funny? We should be mourning. You are laughing. This is Jesus. It's weird. Someone, your friend died. You are laughing. If he's in this origin, they say, he might be bully. You know it in kill him. And Jesus was laughing. And when they came, they were crying. He was sad that they were crying. He said, did not I tell you that if you believe, you will see the power of God here. And read, ma.
Then Jesus looked up to heaven and said,
he said, roll the tomb. Shaba, bele, bele. Uh-huh.
Father, thank you for hearing me.
See prayer. When did he pray? No, no, no. Did the Bible record that he prayed? He said, thank you for hearing me. Then look at what he said later.
You will always hear me.
You always hear me. Huh?
But I said it out loud for the sake of God.
The reason why he's saying that, thank you, Lord, he's speaking it out so that everyone will hear. He's trying to jack their faith. Keep reading.
But I said it out all loud for the sake of all these people standing here. So they will believe you sent me.
So they will believe you sent me. That was the reason why he was speaking it out.
Then Jesus shouted,
look
Lazarus.
At, he shouted, Lazarus, come forth. No fasting, no praying. Imbued. Possessed of what? The Holy Ghost. Possessed of what? The Holy Ghost. The other time, a man in the tomb, possessed of the demon. Now he is a man calling out. There is something about Jesus and the tomb. Because even when he died, he was given a tomb. There's something about him and the tomb. He loved to raise the dead. Jesus called forth Lazarus. In case you don't know, something happened. Nobody went there to bring forth Lazarus. Lazarus was wrapped. How was Lazarus able to come out? Even when his feet was wrapped. You are never alone. Most Christians think they are handicapped. They don't know they are never alone. You have the commanding power of God, just that you don't exercise them. A brother received an impartation
Few days later, an angel appeared and told him that, see what I'm... Okay, he said he gave him keys. So the angel came and gave him keys and said, this is the result of what you received, night of victory. So if along the line he stopped believing what he had received, that angel won't come. Because when Daniel prayed, God heard. And Daniel kept his faith by keep pressing on. And the angel came, Gabriel came. He said, I would have been here a long time. For the prince of Persia. When you receive a word today, you must hold on to what you have received. Because the moment we spoke those words, the Father has heard and answered. All you are waiting is the manifestation. Most Christians come before God and say, Father, the Bible says in the book of James, is anyone among you in need of wisdom? Let him ask the generous Father and he will give to him. So how come you come before the Father and you say, Father, I ask for wisdom. And you come out and still act like a fool. You have not received it. When you ask for wisdom, when you come out, you must believe you have received it. Do you understand? You pray, Father, I ask for the gift of interpretation of tongues. You ask it. You are praying it. You are asking God for it. When you come out, you must believe that you have received it. So when you begin to pray in tongues, whatever interpretation you are getting, don't think it's your head. Believe it's God. And he that is God will fix it. There was a day I did interpretation of tongues. Some people started interpreting tongues. And one who was there that day, we did interpretation of tongues, you were there. And people here began to interpret tongues. The day we did teaching on the prophetic, people here began to prophesy. A young lady that came was able to prophesy something about someone. You see, this gift is not meant for Jesus. He has given it to you. The Holy Ghost has given it to you. The Holy Ghost will not force you to use it. You must bring yourself into the place of using them. Because when we are done today, hey, Amano, Halamina, Kusafa, hey, Abba, Tinimana, Kutida. Please read. Keep reading.
Then and Lazarus came out.
Stop at 43, please. It's 43, ba? Let's go to the book of Acts 3, verse 6. Because when you are leaving the presence of God, most people leave the presence of God like they didn't receive anything. Read.
Acts 3, verse 6, and it says, but Peter said. I don't have any money for
now,
you.
Now, listen. Peter came before a man that is in need. I believe it was a crippled man, right? A man that could not walk. And the man asked him something. He said, Peter, please, give me alms. And Peter said, see, I don't have anything. What he was saying was, I don't have any material thing to give. But I have some Holy Ghost thing to donate. And in the Holy Ghost there is leg. In case you don't know, there in heaven there are human parts that if there is an issue with a particular part, you can ask God and they will replace that part. Oh, I've seen it. I've seen the room of gifts in the spirit. A room filled with gifts. And the angel that took me there was telling me, said, these are gifts. Hayaba. Spiritual gifts. More than beyond what you think you know. Gift and talents can be given if you ask. You receive it. You don't need DHL. You don't need UPS. You ask. You believe it. It's believing system. Please read, ma.
But I will give you what I have.
But I will give you what I have. Peter could walk. Does it mean he has legs somewhere else? He said, but he was talking in the richness of the Holy Spirit that is in him. He said, but I will give you what I have.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus, command.
Get up.
Get up. You have been begging your problem. Please. Oh Lord, please. Let this pass me by. That is not how you pray. That is not how you speak. You see, when you've come before the Father. You see, when you are coming before the Father, come as a lamb. Come as a lamb. Stay there and cry. Oh God. When you are done, when you are coming out, come as a lion. Whenever you are coming for his presence, remove that lion attitude. Come as a lamb.
Receive.
You see, look at Peter that was afraid of a young girl. That Peter that a small girl said, "This is one of you." And he said, "Come, shut up, boy, so me." That's Peter. Told a cripple, he said, "I don't have money to give you." Jabba lebele goda. But there's something I have. I was asking the Holy Ghost some questions while I was sleeping last night. And he began to show me something. Have you ever wondered why in the physical you might be afraid of snake, but in a dream you see yourself holding a snake? How can you explain that? You see, that person holding the snake is the reality of who you are. John 10 verse 19. You trample over snakes and scorpions and none shall harm you. I once had a dream. I am a person that I believe by the mercies of God, I don't really have fear. After my mom died, fear died from me. So I don't really have fear. I begin to soak myself with the word of God, soak myself in his presence. Fear, I don't really have fear. So I saw myself in a dream where I was afraid of snake. Now, in real life, probably if I see snake, I will run. I mean, you don't know which one is which. But I came back, I was asking the father, how come a great man of God went to that den of snake and was not afraid and told me he should go, that I should not be afraid. But when I went in that den, I was afraid of those snakes. Ah. So I was meditating. Then some days later, I saw myself in a vision. I was holding that snake and flogging it on the ground. There was something about that meditation. I brought myself to the reality of where I should be. I don't know if you are getting my point. There is this saying that whatever you are afraid of is equally afraid of you. Whatever you are afraid of is equally afraid of you. You know, when the devil sees you, he doesn't know the kind of angels that are around you. Is the moment he tries to strike, then he will see the kind of angel that is around you. You know, sometimes you might, I believe it in a very long way. I believe, I've heard stories of people say that sometimes they have seen people, all of a sudden the angels guiding those people are no longer there. I was hearing a story about an occult man that gave his life to Christ. He said one day he saw a pastor, he wanted to kill a particular man of God. So an evangelist on the street. So he said he was seeing about two angels that were walking with this man of God. So he kept mute. So the man of God went to buy water to drink, sachet water. When the man of God wanted to buy the water, he said all of a sudden he didn't see the two angels again. So they summoned in their coven to strike the man. Immediately they sent something. He said an angel appeared and blocked it. Then he said something took him from like somewhere like here to somewhere as far as Nise. He said a force took him very far distance. So he woke up from there and trekked back to his house. Yes. He came in the spirit. He went back in the spirit and trekked physically. He said the angels left. So he thought the man was vulnerable. So the moment you see, there's something about fire. Fire, when you see fire burning, it looks very beautiful to touch. Huh? Oh, look at the color. It's such a gentle something. Touch it. If you off fire now, you see that ash. It looks so soft to touch. Try it. Please, children, don't try. I'm just teaching. The moment you just do like this, there is a reaction called chemical catalyst that speed up the rate of chemical reaction. It comes in a loud noise. Praise the Lord Jesus. It comes as a shout. That shout is a shout of pain. Next time, don't touch. That is how you are as a Christian. Whether you feel his presence or you don't feel it, he is there. He doesn't walk by your feelings. If he wants, he can show you a feeling. But he is there. That the Holy Ghost is in you is that the Holy Ghost is in you. Whether you know it or you don't know it, he's there manifesting. And Peter said, in the name of Jesus. Jesus was not saying in his name. He was commanding because he is the power. So the power of Jesus was placed in the name. Given to you as a Christian. Use. He said, I don't have money to give you. But in the name of Jesus, get up. And the man got up. Did Peter say, we need to charge before we go here. Chedu, Chinoso, hold me.
Okay? Or you move your leg now. No. It's inbuilt, it's there. When the Spirit prompts it. You see, the man also had faith to receive. It was not like the man that Jesus Christ met and said, "Ah, what are you doing here?" Say, "Can't you see that I want to walk now, but anytime I want to go there, somebody else will dive and enter the water before me." Jesus had to overlook his unbelief. And there are many of them lined up there. Why is there only one that Jesus Christ healed? The power to heal all. If others had known, they would have told Jesus, "Heal me too." He will heal them. But they were busy contemplating which kind of power he carry. Maybe who knows whether not from God. A man is walking that you know has been crippled for over 30 something years. His crippleness was older than Jesus. There are some challenges that are in your life that you need to command out. There are some addictions that are in your life that you need to command them out with authority. Sometimes the devil likes you to shout to him. That's why you see Lazarus. Loud voice. You see, there's one thing about the African culture. When you shout, you show your authority. I don't know if you notice, when our fathers want to talk to us, he said, "Go inside." We will start explaining. "Daddy, let me just stay small." "Go inside, my friend." You see, that my friend is not really your friend. That my friend is just a way of calming you down. That if you waste down, they will flog you. Your father come to wake you up. "Junior, all right, let's go. Get up, let's go and bath. You are still stretching. Junior, let's go. Junior." Nobody, the sleep disappears. There's something about the sleep. It leaves. Then you see yourself dressing up and something happened. The authority, because that moment he's not talking as a fatherly friend. The moment he said "Junior," he's exhibiting his authority as a father that can whoop you. You see, some of the problems you have in your life is that you are negotiating with a demon. A demon is holding a particular business in your life. You are saying, "Go away. Just go." The demon is saying, "Let me stay small. It's okay. Don't worry. Go tomorrow." You see, that demon will develop food. And one day you will say, "Go away." He will say, "You too, go away." That's why a demon had the right to say, "I will go back to my home, your temple." A demon is calling a home. As one said, the commanding power of Jesus. The commanding power of God. When we pray, we build energy. But if we don't command that energy, what is the essence of building it? Revival come. Revival come. We sing it, revival come. It won't come if we don't command the power of God. A man came and because of war commanded the sun to stand still and it stood. He commanded, he didn't beg. David never begged Goliath. He came in front of a giant, an obstacle, and he looked at it and said, "I will cut your head and I will feed you to the birds." You can imagine divine telling me, "Divine, please come. I want them to see. I want you to imagine." "All right, now stay. Yeah, stay here. Stay here. Imagine this boy now commanding me and saying that he would deal with me. Are you imagining it? See, as if he's looking at me and say he wants to deal with me, sir. Imagine that was how David was saying, "Goliath, I will deal with you." And he actually did it. Dealt with him. In the name of what? In the name of Jesus. Thank you. Praise the Lord Jesus. Every Christian have this commanding power in them. It lives in you. There's a difference between confessing and commanding. Confessing is saying who you are. Commanding is exhibiting the authority that is in who you are. Confessing is saying who you are. Speaking it out. You see, when you tell a demon who you are, the demon knows. But the demon can know who you are and still be dealing with you. Even before he came, he knew you were a Christian. In fact, it is because you accepted Jesus that he actually came. So he was aware of who you are. Every demon knows your name, knows your family lineage. They come and say, Jesus Christ, you the Son of the living God, have thou come to judge before the time? They never said, oh Jesus, the father, your father is Joseph, Mary your mother. No, they trace him directly to his roots. The Son of the living God. And they know when the time to judge them will come. He said, have you come to judge us before the time? Because the time is not yet. It's not yet time. We've been judged, that's true. We know we are condemned forever. But that hour to send us to that beast has not yet come. So when you confess, the Bible said that even demons believe that Jesus exists and they tremble. They believe that Jesus is powerful and they tremble. So a demon, you can confess who you are. I am the righteousness of God. The power of God lives inside of me. Ah, la pa la pele. When you are done, the demon will wait for you to confess. And the demon will agree. Oh yes, you are. He will press you at night again. Yes. He doesn't go by. You see, the confessing reminds you of who you are. So that you can exhibit the authority of that confession. Oh, you didn't get my point. It's like when you pray in tongues. It is not the body praying. It is the spirit of a man that is praying in the spirit. The Bible said that he that prays in tongues, that his understanding is unfruitful. So your soul does not know what your spirit is saying. But your spirit is gathering momentum. There was a day I was praying. Someone, I don't know if I should share it for you. But there was a day I was praying. Someone touched me and called it to the person for me. There's something. Sometimes you are praying everywhere you are. You might not be. See, don't be eager to see what is happening. Just pray. They said David Obueli one day was praying in the campus in the school. They was there. All of a sudden, smoke began to rise from heaven, from that compound to the heaven. People began to run, fire, fire, fire. He came and said, there is no fire. He was only praying. A man was praying. I'm not saying that way. The reason why God, I believe a friend of mine by name Chuka said something. He said that the reason why God no longer showed this kind of signs is because men are no longer praying to see God. They are praying to see signs. They are praying to see whether if fire will appear. So instead of God showing it to us, God lock it up because he's making us to be selfish. We will come and start boasting on what happened when we prayed. Instead of boasting on the power of God. So when you confess it. I want you to go to the book of John 10 verse 19. Jabam beleben debele kushata. Rako jevel lebada. Are you there? He said, when Jesus said these things, the people were again divided in their opinion. No, I don't think that is okay. Keep reading.
Some of them say, he has a demon on this place. Why listen to a man like that?
No, are you reading John 19? John 10 19. That's not what you're reading, is it? That's not what I'm looking for. John 10 19. You should be talking about, he has given us power over snakes and scorpions. Check. Oh, is it Luke 10 19? Okay, please open Luke 10 19. Are we sure? Let's see. Okay, and he says, thank you very much. He said, and I have given you authority. He said, over all. Now, whenever you see you put your name. Anytime the Bible is saying you, it is you put your name. When it's something that has to do with good thing, you know, not I will place a curse on you in anger and put sugar in Mecca. Don't do that. He said, I have given you. He has given me Emmanuel. Okay. What has he given me?
Authority.
You know, there's, oh Jesus, see, There is a difference between, you know, you might have power and not really have authority. You can have authority and not have power. But whoever has authority automatically has a power in it. Because authority itself is power. But you can have power and not have authority. I think I've explained this thing before several in here. Let me give you a better example. Does your governor have power over Anambra State? Does he have authority to remove the president? He doesn't have now to remove the president. Does the president of this country have authority? Does he have the power to remove the governor of this state? Yes, he does. Power and authority. The Bible said, I have given. You see, authority is legal. Legalized. It's been announced in the spirit that everyone knows you have authority. Some people have power, they don't have authority. But the Bible says something important. Read. He said, I have given you what?
Authority.
Authority. See, the thing is that you limit God what He has given you. He said, over all, gather them together. Over all the what?
The power of the
Are you seeing? It's not power versus power. It's authority versus power. No. He didn't say, I've given you over the authority. He said, it's a power versus authority versus power. Over all the power. Because, you see, devil has power. They don't really have authority. That's why, as a Christian, the devil cannot come and possess you. He can only demonize you. And the devil cannot force you to do what you don't want to do as long as you're a Christian. So what he does is that he whispers to you what you should do. Then if you agree with what he's saying, then you manifest it for him. You understand what I'm saying? You understand? Let me borrow you. Now, this is what happened. Are you with me? The devil does not have the power. Now, I'm not the devil, but let's just assume. I don't know. I don't like this assumption. Can we find somebody else that wants to be a devil? Okay, we assume that someone else is the devil. Now, the devil, this person is a Christian. The moment he's a Christian and he has accepted Jesus as personal Savior, the Holy Ghost dwells richly in him. So when the devil is coming, the devil does not have any legal authority to come and say, Holy Ghost, come out, let me possess him. He doesn't have that such power. No such authority. So what the devil does is, because as a Christian, he has legal authority. The Bible said that whatever he says, he will honor. Matthew 18 verse 18 or so. He said, whatever you say, accept it on earth, accept in heaven. Whatever you ban on earth, ban in heaven. So whatever he, as a Christian, accept, God will accept. So because he has legal authority over that, so when the devil comes, the devil only whispers. See that money there for offering basket, eh? Look him now. You look him. He gave it. You remember say you never pay house rent. Now the house of God, even David being eat food for the house of God, take money. If they catch you, they say you no. So now the devil possess you. You see how the devil speaks. Then him now. Then a spirit of God will now say, don't do it. Speak to the pastor. If you speak pastor, if you use you preach tomorrow, no ask pastor. If you use you make topic, say we have been giving people in this church, they are not giving back. Don't do it. Guy, respect yourself. Just collect the money. Say say church in the house of God. You go say yes. Say carry something. First we carry waiting be father own now robbery in Duham. You say no be robbery. Collect the money. Then you now take the money by yourself. Then him, the devil, will go before God, the accuser. Hey, your son has stolen. Chai! You said that death shall come upon those that steal shall be stoned to death. You said so. Your son stole. He has to be punished. And God will just be like, how can I help this boy? And then he began to be inflicted with curse because he stole in the house of God. not because God wants to release the curse, but God has already organized how the nature should work. A soul that sinned shall die. So God cannot stop that death from coming to that soul that sinned, because he has rendered the command. So what God will do is that God will start trying to use men of God that will talk about forgiveness and confession of sin. So if this young man go back and say, Father, I have sinned against you, I took what I shouldn't have taken, Pastor, I took money here one time, I'm sorry, and the pastor say, I forgive you, the curse will be lifted. So the devil does not have power, but he can manipulate. He is the chief of scheming. The devil will quote a scripture that you can be sleeping. The devil will say, Matthew 7:7. You wake up and say, God has given me a scripture. When you are reading, the devil will start explaining this. The devil can explain scripture to you too. That is why before you read the Bible, you ask the Holy Ghost to open the door to the Bible. Anyway, door. Please, thank you. I bought an NIV Bible. I wanted to read it. I was reading it. Everything was void. I'm an NLT kind of person. Everything was void. I don't know who this might help, but it might help someone. So when I opened the Bible to read, everything was... I've prayed over the Bible, blessed it. Opened it to read, everything was void. So I laid hand on the scripture. I said, Lord, please, open the understanding to NIV to my eyes. Then I read. I began to download it. It works for you too. So it can be yours might not be like that, but that is how mine worked. If you give me NLT, by the mercies of God, even I can be quoting it, even if I've not read it before, if I'm reading, I can be fixing the words that will be there. But when I came to NIV, it was a bit more like King James in a certain way. So I've prayed, but I was reading, I was not understanding. I laid hand, I said, Lord, open my eyes to NIV that I will understand what I'm reading in this scripture. And the scripture was opened. When I read NLT, I'm still understanding, but when I come to NIV, then he opened it to me. The Bible has to be opened to you. Only then will you see the mysteries that are written there. Or else you will pass the mystery. And the Bible said that he has given us power, authority against all the powers of the enemies. So when you are confessing that you have them, exercise them. You see, we confess it a lot. Please, do it. Read it. Let me show you something. Over all the powers of the enemy. He said, you will walk on snakes. You walk on people that will plan to poison you. You walk with people that will plan to kill you. You walk with people that plan to project evil to you. You will walk among them. And what? And you will crush them. Nothing will injure you. Nothing will by any means harm you.
But don't rejoice just because evil spirits.
He said, but don't just rejoice because evil spirits, they are meant to obey you. What is causing the poverty in your family? You people are working so hard, but you are still poor. What is causing it is an evil spirit. It's obvious now. Because at the beginning, you are not working and you are poor. They say it's because you are not working. But you are working, you are dedicated, you are honest, but there is still poverty in the house. What is causing it? Evil spirit. The Bible said that evil spirit will obey you. So what do you do to that evil spirit? Cast it out. There's a native doctor that if he wants to come, you know, my family, yeah, you know, I came from a place where they go to church and they still do omenana. When a native doctor wants to come, one of the questions they ask now is that they say, is Emeka in the house? They have to wait if I leave the village before they will come. They say I despoil their charm. I don't go and say this charm will not work just because I'm there. It's who you are. One day I told my father, I told one of the women and the best, I said, you see, whatever you guys are doing is a waste of time. Because me, I'm light, and me and darkness will not share the same house. That's why everybody in the family will be looking at you like, this boy. One day my own father called me with some elders. He said, where did you get your power? That day I laughed. I don't know if mommy was in the kitchen, sir. I laughed. I'm not joking. I laughed. I tell them, as you see me, I can't die. My life is in Christ. Can't die. It's impossible. They've tried. But I'm hooked in the Holy Ghost. If you will kill me, you must meet Jesus and take my life out of his hands. The Bible says, in him I move, in him I live, in him I find my being. One thing is that we confess who we are, but we don't command the result of what we carry. Luke 9 verse 1. And Jesus called us and gave us power against all unclean spirits. The power has been given. Matthew 10 verse 1. And Jesus called us and gave us power and authority against all unclean spirits. Matthew 10 verse 8. Read it. And he gave us an instruction in Matthew 10 verse 8. Some persons here, fresh oil will come upon them. He gave us a command. My brother, 1 month has passed. How many sick persons have been healed? How many of you read the testimony of the lady that almost committed suicide? She was depressed for 9 months. You listen to her testimony. She's a movie actor, a popular, and she just called me. She said, I have your number. I don't know. Depressed. Her own was so worse that she went to the market and bought rope to commit suicide that day. I didn't know she bought the rope. It was after the Lord delivered her after 3 months that she was telling me that she bought the rope. She lost weight. She rejected every single movie role this year because of that sickness. Say motor will be passing, she'll feel like jumping. And we spoke on the phone. In the name of Jesus, that spirit of depression, lose your hold. She said she never believed that someone can pray through phone and that thing will happen. She have gone for deliverance of all sorts. And she said, after the first month, see that day, the whole thought stopped. She wanted to see for a month, 2 months, and 3 months. And then she now found out that the Lord has set her free. Wherever you are, carry that pressing power of God. Whether you pray, I didn't pray enough, that is not it. You are a son of God. Is there any day you call your father and your father say, wait, you didn't praise me enough, so I won't answer you? No, if you call your father, he picks. A father always picks the call of the son. A father might not pick the call of a stranger, but even when the father is not happy with the son, he will still pick. Forget about your own kind of father. Your father no be akpo. If he disown you, don't disown you. Don't be that kind of father. The Bible said that he is a loving father. Your father is a hardened father. It's a different thing. Don't compare your own father with your... In some attributes, you see your father character in God's kind of way of dealing. But don't always attribute everything. We have some fathers that you call them, they will look at your number. They will even block you. But when God comes, you call him. If he doesn't pick the first call, you call again. He picks. He might pick and... You see, the father always wants you back. No love. Romans 8 verse 32, please. The Bible said that if he did not spare his only begotten son, what are you asking that he can't give you? Please read, man. He said, if God did not spare even his only begotten son, but gave him up for us willingly, won't God who gave us Christ give us everything? The reason why you haven't received is sometimes because you have not commanded it to come. Some of you have angels that are stranded. The angels are, they're not stranded. They're not doing anything. I have this belief system that every single morning there are angels that just come to the earth realm and seeking for who they will favor. You need to know how much God loves us. So what is man that he have made him a little bit lower than the angels? what is man, that he loves you. God had the power to create a new man after what Adam did and instruct the man on how to live rightly. But yet, he went back for that one that has been spilled to restore that one. We are like water now. He just fetched water from the... I mean, let's give you a better scenario. You went to the tap, you fetched water. On your way going, the water in the cup just poured on the ground. Look at you, look at tap. What do you do? Do you start crying over the one that has spilled? No, what do you do? But you see what Jesus did? When he fetched the water and it was going, he spilled on the ground. He had a lot of water, but he didn't. He started crying for this one. Father, I want this one. That was what he did for us. He left the 99 and went out for the one. That is love. That is love. He said, Father, I want this water. And the Lord said that the only way you can redeem according to nature is that you have to die. He said, I'm ready. I want this water. But there is plenty of water. The angels might be saying, God, Almighty, just create new one. Create new men. Men with faithfulness. Say, shut up. I'll kill you. I want this one. I could imagine elders will gather. Oh, son, you don't need to die. You don't need to die. You know, you don't need to die. Just, we create new ones. You talk again, I'll silence your voice. I want this one. And the condition was that he has to sacrifice his life. The Father gave, and Jesus died willingly. And he recovered all the water that was spilled. Whatever thing that you think that is oppressing you is not greater than you. You are the one that made it look greater. Sometimes you go through trials for a season. It's not always going to be there. It's for a season. What trial does is that it stretches you to be stronger and gives you greater heart to hold. As long as you are a human being and you are in Christ, you face trials. In Christ or not in Christ, trial will come for every man. But when you are in Christ, sometimes it is heightened because you are not conformed to this word anymore. Praise the Lord Jesus. Are we getting blessed? So you have been given commanding powers. So if you are saying that we have not been given power, then you are lying. Matthew 10 verse 1, Luke 9 verse 1, Mark 16 verse 17 to 18 talks about the power of God, that if you believe in him. Then Luke 10 verse 19 talks about the power. Matthew 10 verse 8 explained what the power was given to us. Isaiah 61 explained what the anointing, the Holy Ghost comes to us to heal of the press and everything. So this power has been given to you. So you are the one holding yourself from not succeeding. So it is not enough to speak it, confess it. I told you the story of one day when I woke up at night. They were about to go to bed. I waited till 12. I came out in front of my family compound. And I began to speak over. I was calling the name of the deities. I was speaking over them. You have the power. It has been given to you. Don't be afraid. There are some times I wake up. And there was a day I wake up, I couldn't feel this hand. This hand was, someone injected me in a dream. So I woke up, injected me in this hand in a dream. So I woke up, this hand was paralyzed. But while I was falling in that dream, because the person that injected me was someone I knew. So injected from the back. So when I was saying, the blood that runs through my vein is the blood of Jesus, I felt. When I woke up, I couldn't move this hand. Then I began to say, the blood that runs through my vein is the blood of Jesus. The blood that runs through my vein is the blood. Then the hand began to move. You see, if you confess it, act it out. There were some times I would be sick. There was a time I was sick, I think this year. Mommy told me, confess. Huh? You're a Christian, you're doing this thing. I stood up. I confessed. I went back to bed. I confess. I'm healed. I stood up again. I moved small. Hey, I came back to the bed. No, I'm telling you, you think it's always like, he started walking back. I confessed again. I stood up. The Lord said, rest. You needed to rest. It was not an inflicted pain. You will die. If you die, the members will find another pastor. Emeka, rest. And I lie down on that bed. While I was there, I was confessing who I am in Christ Jesus. Mommy came, held my hand, and prayed. And a few times I started stretching my legs, started walking again. So now I begin to learn. Anytime the Holy Ghost says, make a rest. No matter if I'm watching a very interesting movie, I walk out and I go and rest. You see, your spirit, you see, this body cannot survive without your spirit. Even if God wanted you to live 100 years, if you suffer this body too much, the body will shut down. The spirit will be trapped in that body. And at a point, the spirit will give up and leave. Somebody had an accident in front of our filling station. Car smashed him. Everybody was just looking at him. I held the guy. I said, "You are okay. You are fine. Your legs can move." They smashed his leg. So he was trying to see if he can raise his hands. I know, because I've had an accident before. When you have an accident, the first thing you check is that you check your hands and your leg. Have you ever had a car accident before? The first thing you check your leg. You check your hand. You want to be sure if you can still move. If you eventually see one of your hand bend, you start crying. You start feeling discouraged and you might give up. So I held him. I told him, "You are fine. Your legs can walk. Your hands can move. You are fine. You are okay." He was saying, "Hey," those people started saying, "Hey, yeah, why am I?" I said, "All of you, get out of this place now." They shifted them. I was telling him till he came back to his spirit. The spirit came back to the body. Then he looked at me. I saw, yeah. They should take him to hospital. They wanted to rush him. They were saying, "Hey, yeah, hey, yeah, nay, not be." Shifted them. Because people, when they are dying, their ears are very active. The ear is the last thing that shuts down. A man will be alive looking at you, the ear is shut down. You are calling his name, he's looking at you, he's wondering why you're calling his name. He can't hear you anymore. So I started speaking life. What I was doing was speaking life. He can walk now, his legs are back. Because I was ministering it, he was believing it. Your legs are fine, your hands is fine, you can walk, you are fine. It's just a minor thing. Just a minor thing. So same thing I did with my dad. Say, "You're the small thing now, you are making it look like a big deal." You see, when you come and see people wounded and you're like, "Hey! Hey!" You are killing the hope. So when you come and you're like, you get better now. There is someone like this that did it to get better. You begin to revive the spirit of that individual. And he will get better by faith. Every power you need has been given to you. All you need to do is exercise those power. You don't need to see. Some people say, I didn't pray 2 hours. You don't need the 2 hours. If you can stand in mount, it is good to pray long. But even if you pray 3 hours, even if you pray 30 minutes, God loves you. Some of you are depressed when you can't pray 3 hours. You feel like you are not holy. Your life, you must live a righteous life. That righteous life is prayer to God. When you come, at least, why we tell you to pray always is so that every time you are built, every time you are spiritually built in the spirit. You see the way people wake up in the morning and go to work out. That's how whenever you come and you begin to pray, you begin to work out. One of the best ways to pray, you know, the Bible says pray at all season. It's not a must. You must kneel down and pray for 7 hours or 10 hours. When you pray and your gauge is filled, stop. When you are walking, you see, Wigglesworth said something in one of his books. He said he has never prayed for 1 hour, but there's no hour that he's not praying. He has never prayed for 1 hour. So ahead, he has never prayed for 1 hour, but there's no hour that he's not praying. So he leaves. When you remember Calabra levels of Relezisa, what's the name of this woman? Catherine Kuhlman. The same thing. You can be having a conversation with her, she will stop having a conversation and start having a conversation with the Holy Ghost. Then when she's done with the Holy Ghost, she come back to you and say, "Where were we?" And you're like, "Look at this lunatic." People that have been trapped in the realm. There was a young man, I think it's Evans. I've forgotten his name. One of the God general. Fair. Has one kind. Whenever he comes, he just kneels down at the pulpit and begin to pray to himself, and power will begin to flow. When he's done, he stands up and leaves. That is his own ministration. What is yours? What is yours? Have you found yours? Find it. Grow in it. Nobody can limit you except you limit yourself. I've seen some people that when they indulge in certain sin, they begin to feel. You see, when you see yourself indulging in sin, it is not time to run away from the light. It is time to come closer to the light. A young lady was saying in his heart, said, "Ah, there was something I did, man of God. There was something I did. I couldn't come. My, I said, see, you don't run away from the light. You come towards the light. Because only the light can heal you. Because I want us to pray now. One of the prayer is that, Father, some of you have had an encounter where angels appeared and laid hand on you. Some of you have had an encounter where you are raising the dead, healing the sick. Some of you have had an encounter where you are casting out demons and devils. Some of you have had an encounter where so many things are manifesting in your life. But when you come to the physical life, you're not seeing it. It's there. You just haven't accepted that it's there. One day I read a book by Charles and Franz Hunter. And I saw them, how they speak to bones and bone are just. And I saw the woman, the doctor was teaching about bone. He said, then you tell the bone to grow every ligament. I'm like, see, this auntie. He said, this is how you pray for people that have backbone issue. Pray them like that. Command this and this to go. I didn't argue much. I didn't finish. Up to now, I've not finished the book. How can you finish that kind of book? You don't finish it. You eat it small, small. You eat it one chapter after the other. I don't rush it. So I started trying my own. Posted on my WhatsApp that if you have an issue with bone, call me. So people called me. Said, what's the problem? Said, one of my leg is this. Oh, first of all, I came to the official meeting here. It was Brother Michael. I said, stretch your hand. Let's make one hand grow longer than one. Were you there? No. You were there. You were there. I said, oh yeah. He stretched his hand. I said, one hand or I start growing. Oga was looking. One of his hands was growing longer than the other. Oga was shouting. I forgot to also read how to return it back. So when we are done, he stood there. He was like, hi. He was looking at everybody like a suspect. So I went to program one day. We are ministering. You are with me in that program. Went to the program. We are ministering. And all of a sudden, nobody was paying attention to what I'm doing. I was preaching. Everybody was just... I brought out the young boy. I said, stretch your hand. And I made one of the boy hand grew longer than the other. Everybody believed in God. And we preached. And the power of God hit them. So I started calling. People call me on the phone. I said, what's wrong? He said, one of my leg is longer. I said, leg begin to grow. And the leg grew. I said, send testimony. How? I read it from the book. She did it in the name of Jesus. I can do it. I have co-inheritance with Jesus. The power is in you. You don't need to fast 40 days to get it. You just need to believe that you can. See, what you don't know is that Jesus cannot heal that sick person except you are available. He can't appear and lay hand and heal. No. In case you don't know, he doesn't have the power anymore. He has given the power to you. It is you now. You are his representative. You are his ambassador. Heal the sick. Some people say, I've not healed myself. It's the sick I have to heal. No. Sometimes the only way you get healed is by healing something that is very similar to what you have. I've seen a cripple. I've heard the story of a cripple praying for another cripple. And why praying for the cripple? The cripple he was praying for was getting healed. He too got healed. The devil will always tell you that he's not working in your house, so you can't walk outside. When you lay hand on the sick and say, in the name of Jesus, I declare healing over your life. Every power. You heard the story about somebody that listened to our teaching on healing and went on and healed someone that had partial sight problem. He only listened to our teaching on healing and went and commanded someone that had partial eye whatever, and the eye was restored. I didn't lay hand. He only listened to how to heal the sick that we did and went on healing the sick. You can. So when you heal this, when you pray for the sick and the person is not healed, it is not you to be ashamed. It is him. I did everything. I believed. I prayed for him. I laid hand on him. He didn't heal him. Sometimes you three persons are sick. You pray, two got healed, one did not get healed. Don't kill yourself about it. You are still growing. But you are more dangerous when you don't exercise them. because you are weakening his power. So what is the essence of coming and renewing his power? And when you come before, you can't release those virtues to someone's life. I don't think there is a day that I don't see the miracle of God in the life of someone. When people call from Dubai, they call from far places. Man, I want to speak to you. Like, what is happening? He said, this. I said, okay, in the name of Jesus, this. They test me, it's gone. Do it. I prayed for the dead and they didn't come back to life. And I prayed for the dead, one day they came back to life. A baby came back to life. So, will I say because I pray it didn't work, I'll stop? No. You keep praying. If you don't practice it, you never know it. You never know when the Spirit is speaking. I'm waiting for God to speak. Sometimes, even when He has not spoken, go. One of the assignments He said in Matthew 10 verse 8, go, do what? Heal the sick, raise the dead, leopard, cure the leopard. And what does He say? See, more about five things there. You have been commanded on that authority. Sometimes when you come to someone and you lay hand to command sickness to leave, the Lord will say, no, this person is not yet ready. Then you leave the person. But if he doesn't speak, pray till you are satisfied, then leave it. That thing you have said will one day manifest. A pastor called me to pray for the sister. I was praying, I was hitting wall. I told him, I'll pray and I'll call you back. When I pray, he called the call, I called him back. I said, your sister does not believe in God. Is he a Christian? He says, yes. I said, she does not believe in God. He said, yes, she does not believe in God. He has been trying. I was praying, I was meeting wall. She was in labor. I couldn't even help her. Many of you know that in labor, God has given us A class in labor. When people are in labor, we speak to the baby. Most of you have seen it. We speak to the baby. We say, bring your phone, let's speak to the baby. We tell the baby the time to come out. We've seen it more than 3, 5, 6, 7 times. So I was trying to speak to the baby. There was a war. So what I did, I told the pastor told me he said it was not believe. So I have to start repenting on behalf of the sister and joining my faith with the sister, brother's faith. Then about after 24 hours again, she gave birth. See how we couldn't help her because she didn't believe. Can we be on our feet? You see, those impartations you have received, begin to accept that you have them. Lord, I ask for authority. You have shown me a vision where I was healing the sick. You have shown me a vision where I was healing the sick. You showed me where I was casting out demons. I accept those offices. I accept that gift. I know it is there. You've shown me where I'm raising the dead. I believe it. I accept it. I know it's in me. You show me where I'm ministering and people are receiving their breakthroughs. I accept it. You show me a vision of that business, that this is how that business will work. I accept it. You've shown me a vision of where the shop is filled up to the brim. You've shown me an international connection. I accept it. And because I accept it, I begin to call it forth. I command them to come forth in the name of Jesus. That door of that ministry, I call it forth in the name of Jesus. I receive that grace to understand the mysteries of the Spirit. I saw myself in a dream casting out demons. Lord, that authority, I have received it. All I need to know now is start studying the words to know how to go step by step. Shabababalebalakomeledindabamba. Zedededebelekokalibralevelezusa.